right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, listen to Bill.
It is a silly idea to think we'll have houses full of buttons.
That was an Amazon spokeswoman, which on Tuesday, the company Amazon released a new product to fill our houses with what?
Buttons.
Yeah, it's buttons. It's called Amazon Dash. They're these tiny little buttons that you affix to a cupboard or a pantry. They have brand names on them like Maxwell House Coffee or Tide Laundry Detergent. You push the button and you reorder food automatically because we have all been turned into rats pressing a button to get food.
Uh-huh.
It's really easy. You order these Dash buttons. You reset your order. You give them your address. You fill out the online credit card form. You allow 2 to 3 days for delivery and bam!
Wow.
Yeah. It's almost like going to the damn store to get some toilet paper.
Hell.
Wait a minute, Doug.
I'm gonna be wearing a Maker's Mark button like a wristwatch.
Not if it takes 3 days to deliver on
that.
Yeah,
keep having it.
Paula, this week in an editorial in the New York Times, the director of the SETI Institute.
The SETI Institute?
S-E-T-I, SETI Institute. Yeah. Proposed a bold new plan to make first contact with aliens.
Oh, yeah.
So the director wants us to send them, the aliens, what? So that they could get to know the best of us.
Oh. Flowers.
Big Macs.
I'll give you a hint. The first thing they'll do is check out the Earth's Facebook page when we send them what?
The whole World Wide Web?
All the internet,
yes. We're sending them the whole internet?
We're sending them the internet.
Man, if they would just keep it, I would love them.
and if this won't keep them away, nothing will. Yeah.
We were going to visit your planet, but then we came across your comment sections.
It is true. The aliens will think we humans are terrible, but the cats! Lols!